we're going to keep an eye on. We've been keeping a close eye, I suppose, on the investigation that is continuing in relation to the murder of Jamie Carney. Her body was discovered last Tuesday at lunchtime, around about 1:30 in Killarney in Homelands Estate, just off the Muckross Road. With me on the line to talk about the latest information on this and the continuing investigation and the search for a person of significant interest, according to An Garda Síochána, is Sinead Kelleher of the Kerryman newspaper. Sinead, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good. What can you tell us about what is happening now? There's kind of a twin track to this, isn't there, Sinead? There's the international element of it, with the person of significant interest who left the country, and then there's the continuing investigation and the preparation, perhaps, maybe, of details for the DPP.
Yeah, I suppose it's almost a week now since Jamie Carney was found dead in their home in Killarney, and the investigation has been moving at quite a pace. I suppose there's lots of angles to be looked at, but one angle, they're looking to speak to a person of interest. The Gardaí have been looking to speak to him, and we understand that he is now in Jordan. He left Killarney on Wednesday morning, the early hours of Wednesday morning, and believed he got a bus from Killarney bus station to Dublin, and from there flew on to Turkey to Istanbul. And this person of interest, they believe, now have made his way towards Jordan in the last few days. They believe he may be in the tribal areas of Jordan. While he isn't of tribal extract himself, he would have contacts in this area and the Bad area of Jordan. So obviously this is quite difficult for the Irish Gardaí, because, you know, they would have there's no Irish extradition with Jordan. So the US authorities are also now involved, because Jamie was a US citizen as well, as we know. So the US authorities, like their main agencies, like including the United States National Central Bureau, the U.S. Department of Justice, and the Department of Homeland Security, will all be involved in this investigation as well. And they will liaise with Interpol, and the Gardaí are liaising with them as well, I suppose, to speak to this person of interest. It's a very, very international investigation that's going on here, but, you know, they're following different lines of inquiry, at least, I suppose. But the US would have much bigger influence in Jordan than Ireland would, so the hope is that they would be able to help in any way with this investigation.
Yeah, and they'd be relying on them with their contacts in the area, because she's a US citizen, that they would have the drive then to follow up on that and follow up with Jordanian authorities to try and confirm the whereabouts of Ahmad al-Sakr.
Yeah, exactly. It's because, so obviously America will have, you know, they will have a lot of contact with Jordan, and we have massive, you know, agencies and links with the country. So that would be the hope. Yeah, this man of interest is Ahmad al-Sakr. He's a 28-year-old, and if he's in this area, you know, they're hoping to track him. But because of the extradition, which is difficult. Now, the US does have extradition with Jordan, but this is very rarely used and very difficult. So it is going to be a very difficult investigation to try and track down this person of interest. Really, it's quite difficult for the Gardaí and for the agencies. But at the moment, I suppose they have tracked him, or at least believe he is in this area, the Bad area of Jordan. So, I mean, progress is being made to a certain extent, you know, in this, to keep track of the person of interest they would like to talk to.
Yeah, and that is a key part of it in relation to that. In the meantime, Sinead, no members of her family have come to Killarney in the last number of days. There's been two separate GoFundMe pages which have been set up to try and help the family raise money for all the costs involved, funeral costs and other things like that as well.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, obviously this is an awful tragedy for everyone involved, the family, and they have been met with this shocking news that, you know, that Jamie Carney was killed in her own home, and now they've been left with, you know, trying to come to Ireland to deal with the aftermath of the tragedy. They arrived last week, I understand, and are now liaising with Killarney Gardaí in relation to bringing her body back home, and I suppose to funeral arrangements. There has been talks of maybe doing something in Killarney of a visual nature as well to remember her. I mean, there's a lot of things, and most importantly, to remember her 13-year-old daughter as well. So the GoFundMes are just a way of the public being able to help, and people have been very generous and kind, and the family have been very grateful for those, and have, you know, said they really need the support and help during this very difficult time that they never knew they would have to face.
Yeah, indeed. And one of those GoFundMes is Devon Carney, who's her sister, has talked about, you know, trying to assist and support her niece now, and trying to maybe keep her in Ireland long term. So there's a longer term project behind all of that.
Yeah, as we know, the family, you know, Miss Carney had been living here since 2021 with her daughter, so they're quite settled in Clonmany. They had built their life here. You know, they were involved with Croke's GA Club, who have paid beautiful tributes to the late Jamie. She's settled here and goes to school here, and it's an awful tragedy for her and for all the family involved. And they're now in Ireland. I suppose they had a bit of a loss of what's happening. So, I mean, Devon, who described her sister as a lovely, kind, caring person, and I suppose they're hoping that some of this will be remembered now with the GoFundMe.
Yeah. Are we expecting any other statements from Garda Síochána in relation to this? We've had two statements so far. The initial one looking for evidence and witnesses, and then the one which narrowed the time focus to 11 p.m. on the Monday evening, the 6th, to 5 a.m. on the Tuesday, the 7th of July. Are we expecting more communication from Garda Síochána about this investigation this week, Sinead?
I suppose, I mean, the Gardaí are working away as well, obviously, like we spoke about just there. It's a very much an international investigation now as well. But the Gardaí are working very hard behind the scenes. And I suppose the next area, the main thing for them now is obviously prepare a file for ZPP regarding any murder case. And they have been, you know, they're gathering CCTV, working, interviewing people of interest. So we hope there would be an update from Gardaí, because they are indeed working to try and, I suppose, locate the person of interest along with international agencies. That is one of their main things. But to gather all the information surrounding the death of Miss Carney, they have been working, you know, interviewing people that may have known the person of interest. I understand they've spoken to quite a few of those and gathered information about him. And maybe this has helped also to give us some clues as to where he is now. So we would expect that Gardaí would continue the investigation and provide updates as necessary.
Okay. All right, Sinead, brilliant stuff. Thanks very much for updating us on what's happening in relation to the investigation into the murder of Jamie Carney, who was murdered in Killarney on Tuesday the 7th of July, survived by her 13-year-old daughter, Michaela. And there are, as I said, two GoFundMe pages. One has been set up by the Carney family and Jamie's sister, Devon, who is in Killarney at the moment. That's raised so far €15,000 of a target of €24,000, and there's another separate fund for the family, and that's been launched by Jamie's former classmates and friends in New York. 100% of the funds raised will go directly to the family. Rob Rubico wrote on the GoFundMe page, which has a goal of $65,000. Both merged now, actually. There's just one now, so they've merged their thing, and it's around about €15,000 out of €65,000. So both GoFundMe pages have been merged to one. So that is the situation with regards to where things stand at the moment. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the show on 0667123666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300.